Hi everyone, this is Paige, here to welcome you to the online service for New Covenant Fellowship on Sunday, April 26th. So the auditorium in my high school was oversized. I think it was at one time the auditorium space for the town, but as the town grew, other theater spaces got built. Repertory theaters, community college performance spaces, university spaces, three other high schools with auditoriums, and eventually a world-class performing arts center, and yet the South Eugene High School auditorium still stands. Cavernous, seedy, echoey. For school plays, the drama teacher would only ever print up tickets for a third of the seats. The cast of the play I was in wondered what we'd do if that huge auditorium sold out. We imagined striding onto stage, "Good morrow, gentlemen, swah!" The thought still makes me giggle. And yet, the thought of that big, empty auditorium always makes me feel a little sad. Does it miss its glory days when it could do the job it was built for? When it's my turn to open up the New Covenant building in the morning, I like to walk around the empty rooms and pray for the rooms themselves, as well as the people I know will be in them. I like to think of the rooms themselves as havens of joy or rest or comfort, whatever it is people will come here seeking, whatever it is God will use their space to enact. What a privilege for the rooms. You know how people say, "I'd like to be a fly on that wall"? Not I. I'd like to be the wall. That's what I think about when we sing, "We are being built into a temple fit for God's own resting place." Acts 2, verses 42 and following say, "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers, day by day. As they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people." The breaking of bread and the prayers. The temple and at home. In both places they sought God, and in both places God met them where they were. It doesn't matter what a space was built for. Doesn't matter how unfinished we are ourselves or how empty we feel. When we use a space to seek God, when we pray and break bread together in our homes, God will find us. May God find each of us today, wherever we are, and cause to grow in us glad and generous hearts.